Hello everyone, this is Benevolent Heretic with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast reply to Mulberry Blue Shimmer. I am so sorry. The Australian Patriot Act. You know, one of the things I wonder about is terrorist suspects. You know, in some people's minds, when they hear that, they think, of course, we should be going after terrorist suspects. Of course we should hold the terrorist suspects without necessarily having to charge them. They're dangerous. But the question is, who is a terrorist suspect? You know, that can be a different thing in anybody's mind, in everybody's mind. Each person has their own idea of what a terror suspect could be. And I'll guarantee you, the officials or the police or the people behind this have somewhat of a different idea of what a terror suspect is than me or you, perhaps. So a lot of people go along with this because, yeah, terror suspects, sure, you know, the guys who are going to hurt you. But what about the guys who just look a little brown? Or what about the guys who, you know, voice a little bit of dissent? They could be terror suspects. Hey, I suspect them. Somebody suspects them. They're suspects. And that's just too wide a blanket. That's just too way too much. And like I said, I am really sorry. This is especially disappointing to me. We in the States, or, you know, my husband and I think I speak for a lot of us in the States here, think of Australia as a place to maybe eventually escape to. You know, we definitely considered moving to Australia. I talked to some friends down there. I've looked into the cities. I've looked into where we'd want to live, where we could get a job. And it's a real disappointment that the Australian Patriot Act is now on its way. It makes me realize that fear does not have boundaries. Fear is a disease that is spreading across the world. And I suspect there is no escape from governments who are full of fear and use that to control their population. And as far as using it for other non-terrorist law enforcement, we have had the Patriot Act here used for drug searches. Just take a little bit of that Patriot Act that says we suspect these people of certain things and use it to go into these people's houses and search for drugs. Terrorists? Not hardly. It's been used for law enforcement that has nothing to do with terrorism. Your law enforcement would have to have complete integrity to not use it for regular law enforcement or to make other arrests or searches easier. So, just want to put my two cents in. I'm really sorry and disappointed. I feel for you, Mulberry. Take care. Thanks for listening.